The makers of Fleischmann's Fresh Yeast present I Love a Mystery. I Love a Mystery, presenting the latest adventures of Jack, Doc, and Jerry, specialists in crime and adventure, now following the Chinese pirate map of P.Y. Ling. Now, if you've been taking the vitamin cocktail, Fleischmann's yeast and tomato juice regularly, all winter and spring, maybe you've been asking yourself the same thing a friend of ours asked just the other night. He said,
"Say, Dresser, do folks need vitamins in the summer, too? You see, I've been wondering if I should keep on drinking the vitamin cocktail, or if I should stop and start up again next fall."
Now, the answer to that is, if you need extra vitamins, you're just as apt to need them in the summer as well as in the winter. So, of course, you'll want to keep right on drinking the vitamin cocktail twice every day. Now, there may be some of you who haven't as yet gotten around to giving the vitamin cocktail a trial, but are planning to do so soon to see if it can help you. If so, let me tell you this. If you need more vitamins, and you stick to it, the vitamin cocktail, which contains all the vitamins known to be needed in human nutrition, can benefit you in just one short week. Yes, as quickly as that. So give the vitamin cocktail a fair trial. Buy a week's supply, 14 cakes of Fleischmann's yeast at a time. It'll keep perfectly in the refrigerator. Then drink it mixed in tomato juice twice every day for 7 days straight. Remember, if you need more vitamins, the vitamin cocktail can help in just that short time. The Pirate Loot of the Island of Skulls, a new Carlton Morse adventure thriller. O'clock at night in one of the great amphitheater-like underground caverns in the bowels of the Island of Skulls. The entire volcanic island seems honeycombed with tunnels and caves and linking inner corridors, which seem to be the haunts of the guardians of the skulls and the priests of the jaguar. Down one of these ancient dry-as-dust corridors is hidden the pirate treasure, according to the precious Chinese parchment map of P.Y. Ling. And it was down this underground passage that the eccentric Florence Sedgwick made the young steward and the sweet cook Carrier, leaving behind the wheelchair. Within 10 minutes, Jack, Doc, and Jerry were on their trail, and 15 minutes later had caught up with them in this great underground amphitheater. Before Jack could censure the headstrong woman for leading her party on such a dangerous mission, the great cavern was suddenly thrown into shadowy relief as flaring pitch torches were lighted along a narrow balcony which seemed to circle a majestic stone room some 30 feet above the floor. And on this stone pathway, with no guardrail or other protection against the sheer drop, stood the high priestess Sun Ya and her master, the high priest, known to us as Holy Joe. In an angry, echoing voice, Sun Ya prescribed death for all. The men would be consigned to the den of jaguars. The women would be sacrificed on the altars of the monkey man. With that, the torches went out as suddenly as they were lighted, and all was as still as death in the cavern.
Well, I'll be 2 foot high if there ain't a funny one. Threaten us with all that blood and thunder and then just turn out the lights and disappear.
This is a bad place, I think.
You and me both, P.Y.
What you make of it, Jack?
They're up to something, all right.
What they mean, stretch us on altars of monkey men for sacrifice, Miss Sedgwick?
Some native falderal that's supposed to frighten us.
Yes, I'm plenty scared, too. I don't mind told you.
Fiddlesticks.
Miss Sedgwick, are you still trying to pretend to yourself that you're not in deadly danger? Within a hair of the end of your very life?
In what I am?
I'm not convinced of anything of the kind.
Sister, do you take a lot of convincing?
Well, are we spending the rest of the night here arguing?
Before we move an inch, I want you to answer a question.
Well?
You came in here looking for the pirate treasure, didn't you? Well?
That's right.
Are you certain you're on the right trail up to this point?
I don't see the object.
Come on, answer me. Yes or no?
Yes. According to the parchment map, this is right. To here.
Now, one more thing. I've told you over and over that our only interest in this is to get you back home safely.
Yes, you said that.
Well, you've got to believe it. Doc and I have been paid for what we're doing. Somebody using your name left $500 at our office to watch out for you. Now, that's all we want or expect.
What about the girl?
Terry Booker's the A1 agency's secretary. She's paid, too.
I've got to trust you. In our present position, there's nothing else to do.
You wouldn't have been in this spot if you'd started trusting us just a little earlier, sister.
What's past is past. I can't take that back.
Well, we'll forget what's past. Now, in the future, you don't make a move without consulting Doc or me first. Now, is that clear?
Very well. You're the leader. You're to be consulted on everything. But I warn you, Mr. Packard, I warn you, the first false move, the first attempt you make to get the treasure for yourself, I'll do everything I can to betray you to the natives, even if it means the death of us all.
Miss Sedgwick, you sure are bugs about that there treasure, ain't you?
Never mind that. It's all settled, then.
Well, then, what you say we quit all this shin wagon and get stored somewhere?
Yeah. What do we do, turn around and try to get back to camp?
No. Just the opposite.
Hey.
You mean we're going ahead?
Yep. They undoubtedly expect us to turn back, and they probably got a trap set for us.
But, golly, aren't we just walking into more trouble?
No. I like your suggestion, Mr. Packard.
But where are we heading for, son? There's a dozen exits from this here room, and all we're going to do is get ourselves so lost, and that... Hey, you mean we're going to follow the parchment map?
No. I think that'd be fatal.
Why do you think that?
You all thought it was strange we weren't taking prisoners a few minutes ago.
Yeah, it's darn strange.
They want us to lead them to the treasure before they take us.
Hey.
Yes. Yes, that's it exactly. We must not go one step more in the direction of the treasure.
Yeah. So instead, we're going to try to get up on that upper level where Sun Yan and Holy Joe were standing.
Hey, what do we want to go climbing up there for?
Because I think it's a good idea.
But jumping jackrabbits, mister, that ledge up yonder ain't more than 5 or 6 feet wide.
It's wide enough.
Mister, I'm that scared of high places, I turn yellow. Are you thinking about it?
Oh, yes. I do not like high places either.
You'll have to make the best of it.
You wish to go up on ledge also, Miss Sedgwick?
Mr. Packard is leading us. Where he says to go, we will go.
Well, what's the object, Jack? And how are we going to get up there?
We're going up because I think that's the very last place Holy Joe and Sun Yan expect us to go. As to how we'll get there, I'll show you. But first, all of you take off your shoes like Doc and Jerry and I have.
Our shoes?
Yeah. Footsteps echo and give our movements away in a great big place like this.
That will not be necessary for me. I will be carried.
Yeah. Doc, you and Stuart will carry Miss Sedgwick to begin with.
Okay, sir.
Yes, sir. You have your shoes off, P.Y.
Oh, but Miss Sedgwick, what if there are snakes or scorpions?
No, there's nothing in a place like this, P.Y.
No, certainly not.
That is true?
You can trust me, P.Y.
Yes. Yes, I trust you. One moment, I will take them off.
You, sweet?
Yeah, I get my shoes off, and I ain't felt so nude since the time I lost my red flannels in a crap game.
We'll have to walk carefully in this dark. We could get some terrible stone bruises.
Well, it's up to each one of you to see that you don't get stone bruises. Now, then, I'm going to take the lead. P.Y. and Jerry right behind me. And Jerry, you take hold of my belt. You two girls hold hands.
Okay.
This is not bad. I feel safe already.
That's more than I can say.
Next, Doc, you and Stuart with Miss Sedgwick and... Sweet, you bring up in the rear.
I was afraid of that.
You'll be all right. Stay close enough to hang on to Doc's belt. Now then, pick up Miss Sedgwick.
Okay, Miss Sedgwick. Put your arms around her neck.
Can't see a thing.
That's it, ma'am. Yeah, grab a hold of Stuart. All right, then. Up. She comes.
Yeah. I'm sorry for this necessity, naturally.
Oh, don't think nothing of it. Why, shuckings, you ain't half as hefty as I thought you was. And dresses you wear, I reckon.
We will not discuss my attire, if you please.
All right. Now keep close, everyone. Here we go.
Keep moving, Jerry. If you don't want us to walk on you and P.Y.
We are close behind Mr. Packard.
Some vacation.
Oh, don't get discouraged, Jerry.
Next time you boys get antsy for adventure, remind me to stay in the office and brush up on my shorthand.
Sure. That there's always the way. What do you mean by that, Mr. Long? There ain't been an adventure yet worth calling adventure when you don't come to a place where you call yourself every kind of a fool for getting yourself into such a mess.
Really? Is that always true?
Well, of course it is. Can't all be your way. Time comes when your back's up against the wall and you're fighting for your life. Long about then it seems darn silly you haven't put yourself into a spot like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Would you consider we're in that kind of a situation now, Mr. Long?
Well, we ain't exactly facing a pink tea with sugar wafers, Miss Sedgwick.
Hey, hold it, everybody.
What is it?
We're at the foot of stone stairs that apparently lead up to the ledge.
There, Holy Yo and the native girl was looking down on us?
Yeah. The steps seem to be cut out of the sheer wall and follow around the curve of the room.
Are they wide enough for Stuart and me to get up with Miss Sedgwick?
No, that's just the trouble. They're narrow. One person will have to carry her.
Oh, that's impossible. I'm a heavy woman.
Oh, there ain't nothing impossible, Miss S. You ain't so far to heavy here. Give her to me, Stuart.
Well, here, I don't think you...
That's it.
Mr. Long, I don't think I like this.
Can't have what you like at a time like this. Lead on up the steps, Jack.
Yeah. Miss Sedgwick, if you'll take hold of my hand, I can pull a little and help, Doc.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
And there ain't nothing you hate worse than being made ridiculous, is it, Miss Sedgwick?
There is not.
Nevertheless, do as I say. Terry, you and P.Y. follow immediately behind Doc and keep to the inner wall. There's no railing.
Hear that, P.Y.?
Yes. This is worst part, I think.
Stuart, right behind the girls, and Swede, you bring up in the rear.
That's me, always the old cow's tail stretching along behind.
All right. Here we go. Come on, Doc.
Put me down. You can't do this. You'll hurt yourself carrying
me. Miss Sedgwick, if you don't stop struggling and making it tough, I'm going to hurt your dignity more than it's been hurt in a long time.
Will you indeed?
Doggone right, and I'm the feller knows how.
Oh.
All right, then, hold still, will you? I hate to think what had happened to you if you slipped out of my arms. We must be 15, 20 foot off the floor level. How about it, Jack?
Yeah. Hold it. You're about halfway.
What you want to stop here for?
I'm taking Miss Sedgwick the rest of the way.
Hey, just when me and Miss S was getting acquainted.
It's narrow here. Stand still till I get below you. There.
Yeah. Man, I'm just as glad it's dark so if we can't see the drop over the edge there.
Yeah. All right, let me take her. Put your arm around my neck, Miss Sedgwick.
I have never cared for personal contact of any sort.
Oh, don't be such an old biddy. You got yourself into this. Put your arm around my neck.
Very well. But that doesn't mean it isn't repugnant.
This is a job, lady. I never mix business and pleasure. Now then, lead off, Doc.
Uh-huh. Here we go. Up and up.
Hey, who's making that noise?
P.Y., stop that whimpering.
She's all right, Miss Sedgwick. I'm hanging on to her. You don't have to be afraid. You couldn't fall if you wanted to, not with me hanging on to you.
I'm a wicked girl for being afraid. I will be punished, but I cannot help it.
Oh, everybody's afraid of high places. Nobody's going to be punished for that.
My heart is right up in my neck. Hardly can I get my breath even.
We'll be up in another minute, and then it'll all be over.
Yeah, what makes you think it'll be over, Stuart?
Of course it'll be over. Why do you say that, Swede?
Well, if you want my opinion, the reason them loincloth natives is so quiet, they're waiting up yonder for us to get up to them.
Well, they better not be. We've got our guns.
A lot of good a gun's gonna be on a 5 or 6 foot ledge in the dark. First thing we know, we'll get pitched off of that ledge head first.
Oh, no. I do not want to be thrown off ledge.
Swede, you stop frightening P.Y. He's just a crazy old Swede talking, P.Y.
Yeah, crazy old Swede, am I? You should let him wait and see if I'm such a crazy old Swede.
Oh, golly. Aren't we almost up?
Yeah, almost there. Are you all right, Miss Sedgwick?
As well as could be expected.
Mm-hmm. How about it up front, Doc?
Yep, just a few steps more. This here bench or ledge or whatever it is a heck of a lot nearer 40 feet from the floor than 20 or 30.
Yep.
There. All right, I'm up. Give me a hand, Miss Sedgwick.
So.
All right, there you are.
Sit right here on the ledge with your back against the wall until I get my breath.
Yes.
Well, now easy, the rest of you. Don't go moving around in the dark. There's an awful big step right out there in front of you.
Yeah, if you listen close, you can hear the rustle of angels' wings.
Oh, I'm so sick.
P.Y.
Yes, Miss Sedgwick.
P.Y., child, come here to me.
Here. Give me a hand, P.Y.
Yes.
That's it.
Here, child. Come down here where I can put my arm around you.
Hey, Jerry, you sat down against the wall, too.
Yeah. I've been afraid to take a deep breath for fear of sticking out over the edge someplace.
Yeah. There you are. And don't move.
Don't worry. Dynamite couldn't move me.
Sweet.
I'm your man, Mr. Packard, sir.
Step over Miss Sedgwick and P.Y., and don't get too near the edge.
Are you joking, mister?
No, I'm not joking.
Get close to the edge, he says. I'm hugging the wall so tight I'm leaving my imprint in the stone.
Yeah, give me a hand.
What's that for?
So you won't stumble over the women in the dark. Step over them.
Okay, but I don't know.
There you are. You stay on this side of the women with your rifle handy, and Stuart.
Yes, sir.
You're protecting the women on this other side. As long as the two of you got guns and ammunition, you can hold off the natives.
Yeah, till who laid the junk.
And in the meantime, what are you two fellas going to be doing?
Doc and I'll be doing a little exploring.
Hey, I'd rather be with you two.
I'm sorry, Jerry. You'll be safer here. We don't know what's ahead.
Sure. You stay here and keep the home fires burning, Sugarfoot.